Welcome to Shomach Shov and the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aaron B'Yakushom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yutes. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings the different levels of his Gabrus al Yitzhara, the challenges that people have with Yitzhara. And the Gemara says that Toikva Shel Yosef, the strength of Yosef, as Rashi says, Dover Godul Shel Yosef, is Aim Vesanusoy Shel Boyas. Rashi explains, it's Dover kal v'koton shebe boyas. What for Yosef was a great challenge, for Boyas was something very easy. And the Gemara continues in Avchof Amud Aleph, Tokva shel Boyas, what was a very big challenge for Boyas, and v'resanusoy shel Palti ben Laish. That was not a great challenge for Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish, his challenge, lasted with the same woman, the same bed for many, many years. Now the Mefarshim, Ayin Baben Yehoyada, already is mayor to tell me that Yosef's challenge was not really too difficult for Boyas. And Boyas' challenge was not very difficult for Palti ben Laish. According to that, Palti ben Laish is much greater than Yosef HaTzadik. And that's something which is hard to accept, because we know Yosef HaTzadik, he represents the idea of Kvisha Sataivis, of being his Gabrus on the Yetzirah. So how do we understand this Gemara? Rav Nachum Breslov says something Dover Niflamoid. He explains that Yosef gave the koyach to Boyas to be able to be Gaber on the Yetzer, and Boyas gave the koyach to Palti ben Laish. Meaning, every generation, when you have a father who is Oyved al Yitzra, he's standing, he's able to conquer his Yitzhara, he's able to stand the challenge of the Yitzhara, so he gives that these tools to the next generation, that they will be able to conquer this Yitzhara very easily, because they got it, they were Yoyrish it, they inherited it from their father. So whatever Yosef accomplished, he gave it, he bequeathed it to Boyas. So Boyas already has that. Now Boyas has a new challenge. The new challenge of Boyas that he was able to overcome, he bequeathed that to Palti ben Laish. And now Palti ben Laish, for him, that challenge is very easy. This idea of Rav Nachum Breslov is really written in Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Ruach Chaim and Ovis. Because we have two Mishnayos in Maseches Ovis. One Mishnah says, Asorah Doros Minoyach V'Adavram. 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Then it says, Asorah Nisyonos Nisnas to Avram Avinu. The word Avinu is added to the next Mishnah. So Chaim Volozhiner asks, why do we say the word Avinu when we mention the Asorah Nisyonos? So it says Chaim Volozhiner in exactly this point. He says that whatever Nisoyon a father withstands, he gives it to the next generation to hold on to. And he points out, he says, Avram Avinu, one of the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu is that he jumped into Kivshan Ha'esh, to the fire, in order not to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So we need Avram Avinu to do that. We have so many simple Yidden throughout the generations that were willing to jump into the fire to kill themselves, like Kiddush Hashem. So what was so great about Avram Avinu? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who gave them the koyach to be able to do that? Who gave all the Jews the ability to jump into Kivshan Ha'esh? Avraham Avinu gave it to them. But the fact that he stood this challenge, he gave that ability to the next generations. He goes on and says that we sometimes see a person who gets up in the morning and decides to move to Eretz Yisrael. And even though it's very difficult, even though there's a lot of challenges, he goes and does it. Who gave them that cheshek, that koyach, to go and do such a thing? Sadduk Chaim Volozhiner, Avraham Avinu, he had a challenge of Lech Lechom Eretz Yisrael. He had to leave his country to go to Eretz Yisrael. When he withstood that challenge, he gave that koyachus to the next generations. So when we speak about the Nisyonos of Avraham, then we call him Avraham Avinu. Because he gave it to the next generations. Asorah Doros, we're not talking about Avraham Avinu, it's just a chronological events. We don't call him the Avinu. And this Yisoid connects to what I believe is said in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. The Shaila is, what's pshat that Mashiach will come in our generation? And Mashiach did not come to previous generations. Mashiach did not come to the Rishonim, to the Achronim, to the Vilna Goyim, to the Baal Tanya, to the Chofetz Chaim. But Mashiach didn't come then. He'll come to us, to our generation. But the answer is, it really goes to the same mahalach. Every generation gives its koiches, whatever it accomplished, to the next generation. The next generation is standing on the shoulders of the previous generation. It's not a new beginning. It's not that every generation stands on its own. But it's all yechida aches. It's all one guf. It's all one klal Yisrael. So every generation is building more and creating more and accomplishing more until the final generation will be standing on the shoulders of all the previous generations. And then they'll zoyche to Mashiach Meher B'Yameinu. Because every generation gives what he accomplished to the next generation. And this is a big chizuk to everybody, anybody who is trying to accomplish things and sometimes is not able to. You should know, whatever you shtadl, whatever you're trying to get, sometimes maybe it won't be effective when you're doing it today, but it will be effective l'doiris aboim for your children, grandchildren, and the next generations. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.